This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Good morning and welcome to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, July 20th. How are we doing this morning? Happy to say I'm at the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Ivy Cole Luxury Athleisure Apparel for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice fill cooling technology along with UPF 50 plus sun protection. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more. Well, I was here at Royal Portrush, gosh, the last time the Open was here in 2019, and actually played Royal Portrush years before that, but it happened to be heavy rain most of the day, so I'd actually love to play it again when I could actually navigate the course and see the course with a little bit of rain I can stand, but not in a heavy downpour. But hey, it's great to see the top male players in the world navigate this prestigious Lynx course, the Dunluce course, where they're playing the championship. There's the Dunluce course and the Valley course were originally designed by Harry Colt in 1888. And it is named after the dramatic ruins of Dunluce Castle, perched on a cliff nearby, overlooking the sea. It originally was called the Country Club, and in 1895, it got its present name under the patronage of the Prince of Wales. And Gary Player, who won the 1997 Senior British Open at Royal Portrush, calls the course the finest golf course in Ireland, one of the greatest in the world. And it certainly is, with its narrow fairways, hilly terrain, high fescue, small green, slopey green complexes, and the wind and weather. All that can really mess with the most perfect of swings. But of course, the last time Royal Portrush hosted the Open Championship, Shane Lowry from the Republic of Ireland won his first and only major title by 6 shots. It helped draw tremendous attention to golf here in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and the spectacular courses here at both Lynx and Parkland courses. And all of Northern Ireland is wrapped up in this Open Championship, by far the biggest sporting event in this part of the world. We are staying in Belfast, which is a great city. Not too close to Royal Portrush. It's about an hour and 45 minutes away each way. But Belfast is a really, really fun town. Very walkable, lots of history, hopping with pubs and excellent restaurants. Most of the pubs have huge TV screens showing the coverage of the Open Championship, in addition to having live music. So you get the music, you get the Guinness, you get good food, and you see the live coverage of the Open Championship if you're watching it in a restaurant or a pub, hotel, anywhere in Belfast. So the entire town is just rocking with golf fans and people who just really want to have a great time. It's a great town to do it in. You can walk everywhere from most of the hotels. in Belfast. And the weather early in the week was gorgeous, consistently dry and sunny. But once the championship started Thursday and Friday, the weather has been a bit of everything. Bright sunshine mixed with rain, driving rainstorms at times, then sunshine again. You literally have six seasons in a day in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. Although Saturday was absolutely gorgeous sun and very little wind. I loved what Jason Day, who did not make the cut, had to say about the weather over in these parts. He said, the weather here is the craziest weather pattern I've ever experienced in my life. He says, there's no consistency to it whatsoever. You look at the weather, I mean, I'd love to be a weatherman here, he said. You just get it wrong all the time. I personally don't even look at the forecast because I know that if it's sunny for 1 minute, it could rain, you know, in the next couple minutes. But actually, the weather overall this week has been really beautiful. All right, we're going to run down the leaderboard as Scottie Scheffler remains the guy to beat. He took a one-shot lead at 10 under to begin the third round yesterday. He parred holes 1 through 6, then he eagled the par 5 7th, birdied the 8th to move to 13 under, birdied the 16th to get to 14 under. And so Scottie will take a four-shot lead at 14 under into this afternoon's final round. He has looked as focused and cool as can be. Now, this is only his fifth Open Championship, yet this week he looks like he's been playing links golf his entire life. And I love the way Scottie just opened up about life and how sometimes he struggles with the meaning of it all, life and golf, that is. He said at his press conference earlier in the week, in quotes, you get to number one in the world and you're like, what's the point? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis, he said. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes. He went on to say, it's great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf. It brings tears to my eyes just to think about it, because I've literally worked my entire life to be good at this sport. But then he added that he doesn't play to inspire the next generation of golfers, because being number one is not what ultimately satisfies him. He says, you win it, you celebrate, you get to hug your family. My sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. Then it's like, okay, what are we going to eat for dinner? Sounds so much like Scottie Scheffler. He says, life goes on. It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes. Anyway, yes, he waxed poetic about this and that. And then a few days later, he actually said he was probably being too honest with those comments. But hey, it definitely gives us more insight into this incredible talent, what's going on in his head. No matter how much he questions the meaning of golf, he has what it takes to focus on the present and get the job done. And he's just been so solid all week. He opened with a 3 under 68, despite hitting just 3 fairways in round one. And then what a statement he made with that 7 under 64 in the second round. It could have been a record-tying 63, but he barely missed making a birdie on the 18th on Friday. And then he carded a 4 under 67 in round three. So at 14 under, Scheffler takes a 4-shot lead over Ha-Tong Lee. And again, Scheffler looking to win his first Open Championship this afternoon. It would be his 4th major title. In second place, Ha-Tong Lee of China has played really solid golf all week. He has 4 pro wins on the European Tour. You may not have heard much about him on the PGA Tour, but hey, with a round of 2 under yesterday, he bogeyed the 18th. He's 10 under overall. He's 4 shots behind the top player in the world, and in a solo second place. Matt Fitzpatrick, 30 years old from England. You know Matt Fitzpatrick. Well, he stumbled a bit on the back nine in round three. He looked unstoppable in the second round, but with 3 bogeys on the back yesterday, shot an even par in round three, and at 9 under, Fitzpatrick is 5 shots back. We haven't really said Matthew Fitzpatrick's name a lot recently. He won the U.S. Open at the Country Club of Brookline in Massachusetts in 2022. Then he won the RBC Heritage in 2023, and his ranking gradually slid after that from 6th in the world to 59th. But he's been very much a factor this week. And Rory McIlroy, obviously we have to talk about Rory. You know, he's from just literally down the road in Hollywood, Northern Ireland. And he looked like he had a really good time on the course yesterday. And that's the best way to play your best golf. He started the round, the third round at 3 under, 7 shots back. He got off to a great start yesterday, birdieing 3 of the first 4 holes. Then the weirdest thing happened. Fast forward to the 11th hole. He was hitting his second shot out of the rough. He moved his ball forward, but another ball that was literally embedded in the ground popped out after he hit his ball and landed a few feet behind him. And that ball was buried and was unearthed by his swing. If you get a chance to see the footage, I think you'll get a kick out of it because it's, I mean, whoever does that, it was just the weirdest thing. But then he drained an eagle putt from 56 feet on the 12th to move to 7 under. He hit his approach shot on the par 4 15th to within about 2 feet. A birdie there put Rory at 8 under. That's where he ended up the day for the championship, 6 shots behind Scottie Scheffler. Rory gave the Irish crowd a lot to cheer about with his 5 under 66. But can he overtake Scottie? He said he gives himself a half a chance. Now, Chris Gotterup of New Jersey continues to shine. He's 25 years old. He comes from a golfing family. His father won 3 New Jersey State Golf Association titles. Chris won the New Jersey State Open as an amateur in 2019. And he won the Scottish Open last week. And this week, here at the Open Championship, he's carded rounds of 72, 65, and yesterday's 3 under 68. So he is hanging in there. And boy, he won the Myrtle Beach Classic a year ago and, of course, got more notoriety with last Sunday's win at the Scottish Open. But, hey, he is playing really well this week, and he's up there on the leaderboard. Harris English and Tyrrell Hatton are both at 8 under. Tyrrell Hatton actually eagled number 7 from about 100 yards out to move to 8 under. Both of those guys are capable of making some noise. And defending champion Xander Schauffele, he shot a solid 5 under 66 to move to 7 under. He's 7 shots back, and he made the cut for the 69th straight time, which is quite a feat. And it's worth mentioning Lee Westwood. Remember him? He shot a 29 on the back 9 yesterday in round 3. It ties the lowest back 9 score in Open Championship history. Bryson DeChambeau, 2-time U.S. Open champion, made the cut on the number at +1 on Friday. And I had a chance to follow him a little bit yesterday morning, drawing just huge crowds out here. Boy, just sheer madness on the holes he was playing. He shot a 3 under 68 yesterday. He is 2 under overall for the championship, too far back to make any noise, but he'll still have a large cheering section following him today for sure in final round play. He should be a lock to make the U.S. Ryder Cup team at Bethpage in September. He's currently 5th in the Ryder Cup point standings. His contract with LIV expires after the 2026 season. It will be interesting to see if DeChambeau will continue with LIV. He's made his own brand while playing with LIV with his huge social media success. I'm sure LIV will offer him a boatload of money to stay. So we'll see what happens with Bryson DeChambeau. Keegan Bradley, boy, carded rounds of 72, 67, and 70. He is 4 under overall for the championship. And of course, the big question looms if Keegan will be both the U.S. Ryder Cup captain and one of the 12 players on the team. Currently, Keegan is one of the best 12 U.S. players at the moment. So it will be interesting to see if he will play in addition to captaining the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And I'm sure you heard what happened with Shane Lowry's 2-shot penalty called on him in Friday's second round when officials said his ball moved in the rough while he was taking a practice swing on the 12th hole. He was certainly not happy about it. He was told about it on the 15th. He did not think he caused the ball to move, but he said he was not going to debate the issue. He said there was only one camera angle, which was zoomed on the ball, not on him, but there was no footage to prove otherwise. So at that point, he went from 2 under to even par. And then yesterday in the third round, not good. He carded a +3. He is 3 over for the championship. And it's good to see Phil Mickelson playing the weekend It's Phil's 103rd made cut in major championship history, which is definitely worth mentioning. Jack Nicklaus holds the record at 131 made cuts in majors. Gary Player made 102 cuts in majors. And Phil with 103. Incredible. Live Golf actually put out a graphic to promote this, which I think they should have. Although he struggled yesterday big time shooting a plus five. Coming up, we'll hear from Paul Vaughn, who is the director of golf at a Lynx gem called Ardglass in Northern Ireland. Paul has played Royal Portrush more times than he can count, and he offers insight on one of the most prestigious Lynx courses in the world, Royal Portrush. And then after the 40 break, international rugby player Stephen Ferris, a member of Royal Portrush, he'll share what it's like being a member of this world-renowned Lynx course. But first, let me tell you that IBCO Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. IBCO offers multifunctional, intelligent moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive IceField technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. Use promo code ANN20, A-N-N-20, for 20% off regularly priced items at
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
www.ibkul.com.
Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. I'm at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland for the 153rd Open Championship. And my guest is Paul Vaughn, Director of Golf, PGA Head Pro at Ardglass Golf Club, a gem of a Lynx course in its own right and a must play on your way up to Northern Ireland, to Royal Portrush. Paul has played Royal Portrush dozens of times, and we welcome him to Talking Golf. Hey, Paul.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you again, and Open Championship week. What are your impressions so far?
Oh, there's just been a superb buzz about all week. 2019 was an unbelievable event, but it just seems like it's been elevated again, the size of the tournament, the buzz around the tournament, and the whole town of Portrush, and even the whole country. Like in Ardglass, we've been super busy all week, and I was in Belfast during the week as well, and it's super busy as well. So everywhere is just busy and buzzing, and everybody's talking golf.
Record crowds here, 278,000 fans all week, the largest sporting event for sure in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, like people coming from all over the world. But what's amazing about any any events in Ireland is that the country really get behind it. The fans really, really come out. You know, to have 278,000 fans going to a golf tournament in Northern Ireland is just unheard of. It's just superb. And as I said before, the buzz is just unbelievable.
So talk about what makes this course just one of the most difficult links courses in the world, Paul.
Yeah, well, Royal Portrush is very difficult, but it's also very beautiful. It's like Royal Portrush is exactly what you see in front of you. I think it's a very fair golf course. Is it tough? No doubt. Like this week, they've added a new tee to the fourth, which brings the fourth par four to over 500 yards, you know, with out of bounds right and long, long, heavy rough left. So, I mean, that's like a par five in our glass. I mean, when I say it's tough, I think it's tough. It's a really, really good test, but it's in front of you. You can pretty much see everything in front of you. So it'll be a big, big, big task for somebody to win it. But I mean, the best golfer of the week will win it, no doubt. The person that controls the golf ball the best will come out on top.
So it's a fair test, yet with a lot of wind and rain, all the elements. You know, it's really somebody who knows how to play in those conditions, obviously.
Yes, well, I mean, the weather's been so good in Northern Ireland the last few weeks that everywhere has got quite bouncy and hard, especially those links golf courses. So if we get a bit of wind and rain, I think that brings everybody in the tournament back to even, you know. So the harder it is as well, it's bouncier. The long hitters don't necessarily have as much advantage the harder the ground is. You know, there could be some really good drivers of golf ball that hit it pretty straight, and the hard ground will certainly help them along. But I think no doubt it's going to be down to short game, those that can pitch and putt and get the ball in the hole, because these guys are all just superb at what they do. But they have good weeks and bad weeks, and it's about getting the ball in the hole at the end of the day.
I love the names of some of these holes, and it gives you an indication of just how difficult some of them, these holes can be, particularly in the elements. Giant's Grave, the par five, you know, in the second hole, 595 yards. Calamity Corner, the par three, number 16, over 240 yards. Purgatory, par fourth, the 17th hole, 405 yards. I mean, I just love how they name these holes. Are they that as tough as the names indicate, Paul?
Yeah, like when you go to Royal Portrush, you're already thinking of the par three 16th Calamity before you get there. You're having bad dreams about it before you get there. it's definitely a golf hole that you'll hit it up the left-hand side. I'm sure it'll be playing something like 200, 220 yards, but most players will just take it up the left-hand side and hope that nature feeds the ball towards the green, get their par and get out of there. And then you've got, you know, Purgatory straight after it, and you try and get your drive to the top of the hill and run it down. It's tough, but I'm sure these guys will take good care of it.
And the crosswinds is key. What, 15 of the 18 holes could play in a crosswind?
Yeah, if it's crosswind, I mean, that's what's going to make it even more difficult, isn't it? I was even watching a program during the week where they changed the names of some of the holes to Darren Clark and GMAC. And like the ninth is now named after Darren. The ninth, like I've played Portrush many times, it was the seventh when I was a boy growing up, and it was always probably the toughest par four on the golf course so far. But I mean, if that hole plays dogleg right to left, and if it plays a crosswind or into the wind, I mean, these guys would be hitting drivers and long irons in there. So it's all down to the weather, really, isn't it?
It's been an incredible reception, of course, for Rory McIlroy, which, you know, we've expected. You know, he tied for a second at the Scottish Open last week, and he's embracing, obviously, this Open Championship. What a year it's really been for Rory, having won the Masters and completing the career Grand Slam. What has it been for Rory this week and all the expectation and the pressure on him?
Yeah, I mean, like, the guy has achieved absolutely everything in golf, but I think if there was one thing he wanted would be a home victory this week. It would really top everything off. He's back home in Northern Ireland. He doesn't spend much time here anymore, and I even heard him on the radio through the week that it was nice to see people from all different golf clubs in Northern Ireland and get to see faces that he doesn't get a chance to see. So very excited to see how Rory finishes in this tournament.
And Padraig Harrington hitting the opening tee shot. What an honor for Padraig, you know, who's won you know, back-to-back Open Championships.
Yeah, very fitting that Padraig would be doing it. I mean, we all remember what it was like when Darren done it in 2019, and he talked about how calm he was until he actually got onto the tee, and then the nerves hit him. I mean, a major champion, Ryder Cups, won many times on tour, but it's nice to hear these guys actually get nervous. One thing that's disappointing, I think, is that I really would have loved GMAC to have qualified for the tournament, because I think there's no doubt he'd have been hitting the very first tee shot, but wasn't to be, unfortunately. But I'm Padraig, and I'm sure we'll step up and show us how it's done.
And Shane Lowry, you remember, obviously, the 2019 victory at Royal Portrush. Seems like, you know, most of the pressure and expectations is on Rory, but how is Shane Lowry handling this week?
Yeah, I think it'll be quite interesting for Shane going back as defending champion. There'll be nobody trying harder. He gives me the impression that he's a real steely competitor, and that he'll be trying really hard. I don't think Rory will be as nervous this time. I think he'll be more ready for what to expect. But I mean, if I could pick one winner, it would be Rory, and the next one would be Shane. I mean, the victory in 2019 was just amazing. And his caddy at the time, Bo Martin. Bo is an honorary member here in Auraglass. He grew up, and I grew up, and I played golf with him here in Auraglass. So it brings a lot of nice memories back. He's obviously got a different guy in the bag now, and Bo's actually on Minwoo Lee's bag. So be interesting to see how they get on.
Paul, talk about how important local knowledge is as, you know, these players maneuver their way around Royal Portrush.
Yeah, it's a very different game to what these guys are playing week in, week out. I mean, you can see it by how many of them played in the Scottish Open last week. So they're over here, they're trying to get a feel for links golf, trying to get themselves a good half a dozen rounds practice on links turf, because they just normally send the ball into orbit and pitch it down the middle and pitch it at fly, where it's a totally different game. You know, they have to control the golf ball, they have to run it into the hole. So it's a very different game, but I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but the person that has control of a golf ball will definitely come out on top.
And Bryson DeChambeau was talking earlier in the week about, you know, he's from California, so he still needs to learn how to maneuver around a links course.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, if we remember back to Pinehurst, it was quite fiery and bouncy and stuff like that. And let's face it, Bryson was able to handle that okay. So I'm sure if he gets off to a quick start, that he'll definitely be in and around the top of the leaderboard.
It was interesting to hear Scotty Scheffler wax poetic about, you know, the meaning of golf. I don't know if you heard those sound bites and how at the end of the day, you celebrate when you win for a couple minutes and then it's back to the grind. So, you know, Scotty Scheffler, wouldn't an Open Championship at Royal Portrush be just a great honor for Scotty Scheffler, because he'll take it. I mean, he's so competitive and such a force in golf. And, you know, a lot of people are picking him to win today.
Yeah, I've heard Scotty's name mentioned several times, and no doubt he'll be there. He just doesn't come across as that exciting character, so I'm not sure everybody picks him. But from a golfing point of view, I mean, the guy's record speaks for itself, and we all kind of get behind successful people, don't we? So it's be interesting to see how it finishes.
Paul, talk about the area, you know, situated in the Causeway Coast, and just the beauty, the scenic beauty of Royal Portrush, and then how far Auraglass is from it. Give us a description of what people can expect when they come to visit Auraglass and then go on up to Royal Portrush.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've obviously been speaking to a lot of people this week, and most people arrive into Dublin and they make their way north this week. We've had a lot of people come to Auraglass where it's been day one for them. And, you know, like we're delighted to see them. What the Open has done for the entire country and the people and the tourism is just amazing. Like everywhere is busy. All the bars are busy. All the restaurants are busy. All the golf courses are busy. The members very kindly give up their tee times in Auraglass to allow more visitors to play. So, you know, we've had a minimum of a couple of hundred visitors each day playing the golf course. And we've had a mixed bag of weather. But as I said, like it's everywhere. You move further north in Belfast, it's buzzing. All the restaurants, the Galgorms, they're all just really, really busy. And the tourism outside of like a lot of people I've been talking to have been going to the Open for one day, and then the other days they're playing golf, or they're going to the Giant's Causeway, or they're going to the Titanic Museum in Belfast, or they're going to Derry, or they're heading on to play golf in Ballyhefaan. And the Bush, I heard the Bushmills Inn mentioned several times. I heard the Bushmill Distillery mentioned several times. So it's, and then, I mean, you've got the Harbour Bar. I was in the Harbour Bar on Monday night, and they were doing an interview with Xander Schauffele and Minwoo Lee. And I mean, just the sun was shining and the pints were flowing and the buzz around the place was just amazing. A real buzz that you know, the Irish Opens and other events are exciting, but there's not the same buzz as the Open Championship.
Well, the pints are always flowing in Northern Ireland and Ireland. It's just, you know, this, what a showcase for the tremendous amount of Lynx golf and parkland courses that Northern Ireland and Ireland have. I mean, you know, all eyes are on, you know, the Open Championship this whole week. And, you know, really, it's great to showcase Ireland for sure.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think we realized in 2019, the Open Championship is kind of huge. I think anybody involved in it didn't realize how big it was. So certainly for the 2025, when we're coming, we're all much better prepared. We're much more ready. We've much more staff in place ready to service all these visitors coming in, and it all helps everything. I mean, the amount of people that I've spoke to this week at Portrush and come up and said to me, oh, we played our glass and the staff were great and friendly and the restaurant was good and we love your new halfway house and stuff like that. So it's all very good that you're doing all these things to try and improve, but it's nice when people tell you that it's actually working.
Talk about Ardglass and the historic clubhouse, because that's very, very special, Paul Vaughan.
Yeah, so we have a castle here as a clubhouse, which dates back to 1405. It was a castle that was used for importing and exporting of goods. It became a golf club in 1896, seven holes, and then in the 1970s became 18 holes. And as you know, Anne, over the last 10 years, we've been able to grow the business here, grow the visitor business, and we've managed to put all the money back into the golf course. And we've been going through an 8 or 9 year course development under the design of Ken Kearney. And it's just been very exciting. It's very exciting. People that have been here 9 and 10 years ago and coming back and revisiting and seeing the changes and being very positive about them. So, you know, people are here for golf, but it's nice to have the clubhouse to talk about on the back of that.
It's not a hidden gem anymore, right?
No, it's nice that we were known as a hidden gem and everybody said not so hidden anymore. So if somebody had told me that would have been the case 10 years ago, I certainly would have been very happy. Like we started to market ourselves a lot more, you know, probably 13, 14 years ago. And with the help of people like yourself, the influencers like yourself, we've been able to grow that business. And the really good thing is that all the money has been put back into the club for the members to have a better product, and we continue to welcome more visitors.
I know we're recording this in advance, Paul Vaughan, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Who do you pick to win the Open Championship?
I really want Rory or Shane, but I don't know why, but I have a feeling for Colin Morikawa this week. No idea why. I don't know if it's because I read an article about Billy Foster being on his bag, and I don't know. I just have a thought that it's going to be Colin, because I think he'll hit it pretty straight and the firm fast conditions will help him.
All right. Well, that's a popular pick as well. Colin Morikawa. Paul Vaughan, thanks so much. Director of Golf, PGA Head Pro at Ardglass Golf Club, and enjoy the final round of the Open Championship.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori on this final round Sunday of the Open Championship. We are at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, and joining me is Stephen Ferris, international rugby player and longtime member of Royal Portrush. Stephen, thanks so much for being on Talking Golf.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on. It's a pleasure. We're in for a great, obviously, big day with the golf, and it's been an awesome week. The build-up over the last year, a couple of years, has been unreal. So yeah, I've been a member since 2015, so 10 years now. And yeah, it's been an absolute privilege to be a member of Royal Portrush, and it's great to see the Open come to such a spectacular golf course, such a great town. My wife is a local girl as well, from Portrush, and yeah, I just can't wait to get going and see some of these amazing golfers that I've already seen a few, obviously, but I can't wait to see them in the heat of battle, battle it out on Sunday.
What's it like to be a member at Royal Portrush? How special is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I suppose back in 2015, I retired from international rugby back in 2014 through a few injuries. Retired young and always loved my golf, but never really had the time to play. And then obviously hanging up the boots, I needed something to get my appetite going, a little bit more competitive edge. And yeah, just get stuck into the golf. So Wilma Erskine, who was the general manager at the time, I'm sure you know Wilma, Anne.
Absolutely. I love Wilma. She's a power woman there and really was responsible for the Open Championship going to Royal Portrush, what, in 2019?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, she was. And, you know, she's now one of the directors, I think it's Valor Group, which they run the new Dunluce Lodge, which is along the 4th fairway. So anybody that's listening to this and see some of the pictures of Royal Portrush during the Open, you'll see a huge big house on the right, which is owned by Portrush. That's called the Rosses. And then the next one along is in like a 9-acre site. It was an old house, actually owned by a member, and it was demolished and made into a spectacular, I think it's 35-bedroom sort of boutique hotel, which I believe Rory McIlroy is staying in this week. It's kind of got its own wing as well. And yeah, it's an unbelievable spot. So she has been the mastermind behind that project, and obviously the mastermind behind the 2019 Open as well, which was just such a huge success. So yeah, she was the one that gave me the nudge on back in 2014 when I retired, to say, look, Stevie, you might not get too many more opportunities to try and get your foot in the door here at Royal Portrush to become a member. And so I obviously know a lot of people around the club, a lot of members, a lot of people with a bit of say, and I was able to meet the right people and put a good foot forward. And thankfully my application was accepted. And yeah, that was back in 2015. But it's not a stuffy club. You know, people just think because there's a Royal before the name Portrush that automatically, you know, you're just going to see people walking around with blazers and ties, and everybody you know, is very much relaxed. And, you know, we open our arms to visitors who are coming in from all across the world. And yeah, it's good to chat to some of those over the last number of years.
Well, I know you've been following some of the Irish. So what's it been like all week?
Yeah, like obviously, Rory had a good run last week in the Scottish Open. It wasn't the beat for him on the Sunday, but he is coming with good form. Obviously, Tom McKibben, who won the live event as well with his side, John Rahm, obviously the captain of that team, and he's coming in with great form. Darren Clark, and obviously the former Open Raw Portrush champion, you could say that, in Shane Lowry. So those four guys have been watching so closely, not only over this week, but over the last, 10 years. Shane Lowry, he used to practice. I think he actually lived at Carton House as well, which is a hotel. Lovely golf courses as well. There's a Montgomery course and an O'Meara course there, just outside Dublin, and close to a place called Maynooth. So if any of your listeners or viewers, a spectacular golf course, bunkers everywhere, pretty difficult. But that's where he used to practice, and that's where I was based when I played for the Ireland rugby team. So anytime we had a free evening or free half an hour, we used to nip up to the driving range, hit a few balls, and of course we'd maybe bump into Shane, who was practicing, and that's when he was first starting out. We're talking here, geez, I'm nearly 40, so I would have been nearly 20 years ago, 20 years ago. So that's when he was sort of just making his breakthrough as well. And such a down-to-earth guy, and I've got to know him a little bit, obviously, over the years. Rory McIlroy, who used to spend a bit of time with some of the rugby lads when he was growing up. And obviously everybody goes their separate ways in different directions. They both now live on the other side of the world. So it'll be, good to nod the head at them on Sunday when they take the course, and hopefully one of the Irish boys can get the job done.
What was it like for you and the members at Royal Portrush, really all of Northern Ireland and Ireland, when Shane Lowry lifted the Cleric jug the last time Royal Portrush hosted the Open Championship?
It was just surreal, I think. I think obviously Royal Portrush is in the north of Ireland, but there were so many people who came from the south of Ireland to watch the Open. Obviously from Dublin to Portrush, you're maybe talking 3-hour drive max, and it's good roads, motorway the whole way. So it's a pretty easy commute for a lot of fans to come up, even as far as Cork. You're maybe talking 5 hours in a car. But if you're up for a few days, it's pretty handy. But it was absolutely sensational the way he went about his business. Obviously getting the course record, shooting some unreal scores. The putter was hot. The fans got right behind him. And I think because Rory missed the cut, it even more so, everybody got behind Shane. And I brought my dad to one of the practice days, I think it was on the Tuesday, and we walked up to the 13th hole, which is a little par three. It's not little, it's about 180-190 yards. And we went up and we sat in the stand, and Tyrrell Hatton come up and a couple of other guys come up. And I'd played with Tyrrell Hatton in the Irish Open Pro-Am at Port Stewart a couple of years ago, or a couple of years previous to that. So I was chatting away to him and just saying hello. And he stood up and hit his shot and went straight into the hole for a hole in one. And I was like, what is going on? This is crazy. And this was my dad's first time watching live golf. And the first shot he sees is Tyrrell Hatton hitting a hole in one. So we walked down and we go to the 14th tee. We're standing on the 14th tee, and Shane Lowry was in the group behind. And Shane Lowry came up, and he said hello, we shook hands, and I introduced him to my dad. And he bombed one off the 14th tee, which is a difficult tee shot. And it's just something right there and then that said, he loves his links golf. He's in the groove. This is on a Tuesday. And he is a hungry guy. Like, he is ferociously competitive. Obviously, that comes out in his game, a bit like Tyrrell Hatton and a bit like some of the other guys that maybe show sometimes in people's opinions a little bit too much emotion. But I think it's only a good thing for the game. So, yeah, it was just a little anecdote there of, meeting Shane and Tyrrell Hatton with a hole-in-one on the practice day on the Tuesday. So, it was quality.
What a special memory. What do you think it would mean to Rory McIlroy to win an Open Championship, at Royal Portrush? How special would that be?
Yeah, it would just be ridiculous. So special. He held the course record, obviously, in the old setup of the golf course. Nobody knows the Valley Links, which is a spectacular golf course also, which runs alongside Royal Portrush, the Dunluce course. There was a couple of holes sort of taken out of that to make two new holes for the Dunluce course. A monster of a par five. I think it's around 600 yards at the minute. The seventh hole, which is beautiful, really well carved into the landscape. And then the eighth hole, which comes back on itself with a pretty treacherous green. Those holes were taken out. So, yeah, the landscape has changed over the years at Royal Portrush with the two courses, but it's a golf course which is going to prove tricky, but the wind needs to blow more. And, you know, if Rory McIlroy was able to, you know, get the job done on Sunday afternoon amongst, you know, his home fans where he's played so much golf, and even go as far to say breaking Shane Lowry's course record just to get that back again, that would be absolutely incredible. And he's playing some good golf, so why can't it happen, eh?
So many spectators. Topping a record, right? Breaking the record. Yeah. It's the biggest sporting event in all of Northern Ireland. Ever.
It sure is. There's another sporting event that comes to Portrush every single year. It's called the Northwest 200, the motorbikes, and it's a huge event. You're maybe getting 200,000 people coming for one day, and that's on a Saturday. Yes, the event runs the whole way through the week, but there's maybe only 20,000, 30,000 here and there spread along the track, and I think the track is nearly 10 miles long, so it's not like it's confined to one area where the atmosphere is just going to be electric all the time. And the doors open so early, you know, like people are going to be getting in there, getting themselves a quiet beer, bringing family, you know, enjoying the festivities. There's live music on everywhere. You know, there's hospitality everywhere. So it's just such a big event. And obviously the horseshoe sort of grandstand around the 18th have now got the spider cam in, which is the first time for an open ever. So I can't wait to see some of the images that come from that for the broadcaster. So it's just such a huge event. It's taken over the whole of Portrush, the whole, like, even getting accommodation and stuff is pretty difficult. But thankfully, my wife is from the area and we have a house up there and it's not too far away from the course. So we'll be able to walk around for a few more days. I look forward to teeing it up, hopefully next week at some stage once the open's been and gone.
So can you not, a lot of times when these clubs host, you know, major championships, you can't play for a couple of weeks, right? So what's it been like for a member at Royal Portrush? Have you been able to play, or do they just cut off all play for at least a week or two?
Yeah, I think it was more or less 10 days before the first practice day, which was yesterday, last Sunday. So I think... yeah, members couldn't play after that. Previous to that, and there was a few like hotspot areas where members brought a mat, just like say the first hole, which, you know, if most of the pros knock it over the bunkers with a driver, then there's just a hotspot area where there'll be loads and loads of divots. Then we would bring a mat and just use a mat so that the members didn't put another couple of hundred divots around the same area in the weeks leading up to the Open. So yeah, they were very cute about that, but I'm going to be honest, the course leading up to the Open was immaculate. Like, the greens have been the best I've ever seen them, the best I've ever putted on at Royal Portrush. Like, glass really quick as well, because some of the good weather that we had earlier on at the end of May, they were running so, so quick. But I disappeared on holiday for a few weeks, so I didn't get to play it right bang when everything was completed. Like, you know, 11 days before it was closed up, but I intend to try and get out over the next week or two and experience what some of the players have felt over this week. And yeah, it's a privilege obviously to play it, and I'm not sure I'll be shooting anything under par like they will, but it's just a quality occasion, and it's so good for not only for Royal Portrush but obviously for the whole tourism as well of Northern Ireland, and what it has to offer, because there's so much around the North Coast with the Jan's Causeway, the Rope Bridge, and the history around there. You've got Musselin Temple, you've got unbelievable golf courses in Port Stewart, Castle Rock, the Valley Links course, as I said, which is Portrush's second course. You've Ballycastle, you've Donegal, which is only up the road, with St. Patrick's and Ballyliffin. I could just keep going on and on and on with the amount of amazing, beautiful links courses that we have within such a small proximity. So, yeah, it's unbelievable being a member of such a great course, and I look forward to continuing on that in the coming years.
I tell you, it's an abundance of riches in Ireland and Northern Ireland. There's so many great golf courses. I mean, if you love golf, it's golf heaven, right?
Yeah, it's golf heaven. It is. I'm very lucky to have a couple of close friends who are members of Royal County Down, which is obviously been voted number one course in the world for quite some time. So I get to play it maybe two or three times a year, and it is also spectacular. But something, I think Royal Portrush, for somebody like me who's a 10 handicap golfer, it's just a little bit too difficult for me, especially when the wind's blowing. And a lot of blind tee shots, and I don't get me wrong, I enjoy it every single time I play it, and it is without a shadow of a doubt worth playing. But Royal Portrush is a little bit easier, and you even seen that with the Irish Open, you know, that was played at Royal County down there not so long ago, when Rory McIlroy nearly made that incredible comeback with the drive down the last and the 7-iron about 10 feet to force a playoff. But yeah, Portrush is just a little bit easier. Port Stewart the same, and it definitely suits my golf that I can spread a wee bit more. But we're so many great golf courses, and you know, you can go the whole way down the coast. Arglass, who I know you know very well, with Paul Vaughan big down there, they have an incredible setup. They've pumped a lot of money into it, made a lot of course changes. Some of the best par threes in the world, hands down. Hitting out into the Irish Sea with a 40-mile-an-hour wind is something to behold. So, yeah, and then you have a couple of obviously cracking courses around Belfast. You have Malone Golf Club, you have Beaver Park Golf Course, you have Galgorm Castle, which hosts the NI Open quite regularly. So lots of really good parkland courses as well to back up the world-class links.
Stephen Ferris, you could be an ambassador for golf in Northern Ireland and Ireland. What a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the final round of the Open Championship here at Royal Portrush. And boy, let's get out and play after the championship.
Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it. And let's hope an Irishman can win the Open this year. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Stephen Ferris, international rugby star. Thank you. My thanks to Stephen Ferris, to Paul Vaughan, and to Ed Arzuman in the studio. Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria is brought to you by iBucol Luxury Athleisure Apparel for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-filled cooling technology along with UPF 50+ sun protection. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Hey, enjoy the final round of the Open Championship. Scottie Scheffler takes a 4-shot lead into the final round. Rory McIlroy is 6 shots back. So long from the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday morning back in New York, right here on Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.